welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me on this Friday as we, with the Lord's help, perhaps will conclude this message on developing our relationship with the Lord. I'd like to begin by reading Habakkuk, the second chapter, verses 1 and 2. The prophet says, "I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I'm reproved." And the Lord answered me and said, "Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it." Now let's break this down and see what the scripture is telling us here. Habakkuk says, "I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what I'm to give, what answer I'm to give to his complaint. And then the Lord replied, write down the revelation." So let's look at that. I will stand at my watch. The first key to hearing God's voice is to be committed to a quiet place in our lives. That's why it's important to have some quiet time every day, even if it's not long. Some of you have very full schedules. You've got your working full-time job. God knows and understands that. You've got a family. You've got children. And He knows that. But you can make do the best you can in the time you've got to give a priority to that, because it is the absolute number one priority. And there's a deep inner knowing in our spirits that we can experience when we quiet our flesh, our thoughts, our minds, and emotions. Be still and know that I am God. That scripture becomes really alive. When you're really still, you know that God is present, that He's there. Practicing the art of being quiet will silence the outer noise and distractions that are constantly about us, clamoring for our attention. And there's so much noise in this world. Some people, they don't even, you know, they've got to have a radio on all the time or the television for background noise. I don't understand that, but some people, they just find it very difficult to have silence. And then what does Habakkuk say? He said, "I will look to see." To receive the pure word of God, it's very important that the heart be properly focused as we become still. And what does Hebrews 12 and 2? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So we need to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Habakkuk was actually looking for a word from God as he prayed. And in order to see, we must look. In order to hear, what do we have to do? Well, we have to listen. And then he says, "What answer am I to give?" He's acknowledging and continuing the conversation. Habakkuk expected both to hear and to respond to the Lord. God doesn't want robots that he just orders around. He expects us not only to hear, but to communicate in return. That's a conversation. That's a relationship. I mean, if you have a good friend, it's not, the joy is that as you share, as you talk, they'll sit and listen. Or if you're on the phone, they'll listen. And vice versa, that you'll listen. You want to hear what's going on in their lives. You're interested. And so that's the very kind of thing that God wants to develop with us. And then fourthly, he said, record the vision. God told Habakkuk to record the vision. And you could say, well, maybe that's just an isolated command. But actually, the scriptures record many examples of individuals' prayers and God's replies. The Psalms are filled with them, many of the prophets and Revelation. There is a virtue in writing down what God is speaking. And obeying this final principle will increase your confidence in your ability to hear God's voice. So I'd like to just challenge you as you spent time with the Lord, to really start a conversation with Him, talk to Him, and ask Him open-ended questions. And then after you ask the questions, still your mind and wait. Ask God to show you something. You might, for example, read a portion of Scripture, perhaps a Bible story, and ask Him to show it, to reveal it to you. And I believe, you know, God has given, He's created us, all that we are, and He's given us an imagination. And I believe that that's a great part in what is involved in listening to what He's trying to say. It says Habakkuk watched to see what the Lord would say to him. We can do the same. And one of the things I've been always impressed with in terms of Jesus' response when He said, "My meat is to do the will of the Father. I only do those things I see the Father doing." Well, I believe He wasn't physically seeing with His eyes, but with His imagination. Because like us, and I know moving sometimes in the gifts of the Spirit, in a person's mind's eye, God gives them something for an individual. And so that sanctified imagination is something, a powerful tool that God uses to communicate and to minister to us. So, as we would bring this to a conclusion, can we say that God is always speaking to us? Well, in one sense, He is always speaking. The life that we see in nature and people, that's a result of God's Word that have given us life and continues to sustain our lives. God reveals Himself to us in all aspects of His creation. Remember, in the opening chapters of Romans, it talks about that man is without excuse because the wonder, the majesty of God is revealed in the physical world, the creation of His. His words in Scripture are alive and continuously speaking knowledge and application to our lives. Isn't that what the Hebrews says, you know, in 4 and 12, that God, he speaks to us through His Word. And then, also, there are times when God chooses to be silent. There are times when God truly is silent, and sometimes those are the times that our faith grows and we learn to trust in Him, that He's speaking even in the silence. And you know, God just doesn't talk for the sake of talking. He will not tell us what to do all the time. Why? Because we're His children. And just like a child, when you begin to raise a child, train a child, you teach him, you show him what they need to do. But as they grow up, you don't want that child coming to you as they did when they were 3 years old, as to ask what to do. Just like a good, responsible parent, He will give us room to act as an adult and make decisions. And as we study and know His Word and hide it in our hearts, we will be making responsible decisions. He is our Father, and so He's going to deal gently and in a tailor-made way to each one of us. He knows our frame. He knows the inadequacies we might feel. He knows all the issues that have been in our lives that would make it difficult for us to hear. But in all of this, whether God is speaking or whether He's silent, God is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. That's what the Scripture tells us. So the emphasis, beloved, is on our awareness of God's presence and His activity around us and being responsive to His leading. You know, hearing the voice of the Lord, it's not a mystical experience for just the super spiritual or just for leaders or pastors or teachers or whoever, but it's a natural dynamic of being in relationship with Him. And in this relationship, God is speaking, He hears us, and He wants us to know and respond to His voice because He desires. I mean, that sometimes is so hard for us to grasp, that He loves us so much. You know, in our individual lives, we may have had friends, or we may have even had family, loved ones, spouses that have really turned away from us. They've not been there for us. They don't really want to hear us. And it's sometimes hard for us to relate to the fact that the God of the whole universe, who holds the worlds in His hands, wants really to speak with us, that he could possibly be concerned and possibly be interested in us is sometimes a staggering, mind-boggling thought. But the scriptures tell us that, in fact, that's just what he wants to do. And so, beloved, let's just take a moment to pray. We've covered about how we can develop, how we can grow in our relationship with the Lord. And I believe it's the Lord himself that's going to enrich and enlarge and make possible these truths that I've been sharing. He loves you, and he does not want you to walk in confusion. God's not the author of confusion. The devil is. And so God wants to give you peace right now and to be at rest exactly where you are. He knows how to, he who began that good work in you is faithful to complete it. He knows exactly what to say it, when to give you knowledge, when to instruct you in a certain way, when to direct you in a certain path. He is your father. And maybe you didn't have an earthly father, or maybe the father you had was he wasn't there, he was gone, or he wasn't a good father. But the Father we have, our Heavenly Father, is good and kind and merciful and loving and wants the very best for you. So, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for your ministry to your people. And, Lord, this is so very deep and personal, intimate, but I pray, Lord, it's your heart's desire. Reveal yourself to your beloved. Lord, in the quiet times, and even in the midst of their daily activities, show your will, show your mind, show your way, show your leading to them. Let them, we just take authority over every work of flesh, over every demonic voice and spirit that would speak to them, and we loose the pure word of God, the mind and will of the Lord, as you desire it, Lord, because you desire only their good. You desire only their blessing and their fruitfulness and their enrichment. So, Father, I commit them by faith, everyone who's listening, Lord, into your hands. And I thank you, Lord, that this will be a wonderful adventure in growing in the knowledge and revelation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, thank you for joining me today. I pray you've been blessed and encouraged by these scriptures that I've shared with you, knowing that God loves you so deeply personally. Amen. The announcer now is going to give our contact information. Won't you write? I'd really look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. They may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh.